True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bridget and Scott, the calendar has officially flipped to September, which means hockey season begins this month with training camp later on. And it's already technically unofficially began with captain's practices.
Oh, it's still here. I'm still back.
Indeed. Yeah. Tuesday was day one of captain's practices. So a lot of guys have been in for the last few days of the last week. Some guys spent the entire summer in Boston, or at least like 90% of it. So, it was a good turnout. I think we were counting and got up to 26, 27 players who were there. I tweeted out, Bridget and I think both tweeted out lists of everyone we could track. There were a couple players with no numbers on their helmets. No one had a number on their jersey, so some of it was a little hard to track. But people can go check out those lists. I don't think we're going to go through the entire roster of who was there, but we'll definitely mention some notable ones. They got the new logo down on the ice over at Warrior. New logo on the outside of the building. I saw the Bruins posted on social media the video of that like last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever they did it, changing out the logo. I did notice they still have the old logo on the roof of the locker room. So they're going to have to update that at some point. Little behind the scenes there for you. But it's exciting. It's exciting to be back over at Warrior.
Yeah, I was there too. Unfortunately, it's closed off. Captain's practice is closed off to the public. Once regular practices and preseason practices start, I believe it's opened back up so people can go see that kind of stuff themselves if they're interested and if they just want to be around a rink again, because it's been a long time for a lot of people. I definitely want to get into who was there and who notably wasn't there. There was questions coming in to the captain's practice week about if Pastrnak was going to be there. Scott, I believe that's part of your opening shift.
Yeah. If we want, we can just go right into it. Because I had mentioned on a podcast, we had gotten a mailbag question about Pastrnak not being in Boston for the summer. And I think we were all in agreement that that's not a big deal. Like, he goes home to Europe for the summer, spends time in both Czech Republic and Sweden. He skates with a good group. He was saying that the group he skated with in Sweden was like pretty much the entire Swedish national team. So like, he's getting good ice time. He's with some good players. So I was never worried about that, but I did say at the time that, you know, Pastrnak is generally a player who, like a lot of Europeans, comes back a little bit later into captain's practice. Like, if they have 2 weeks of captain's practices, maybe he's there for week two or towards the end of week one. And I did say, like, if I'm the Bruins, I would want David Pastrnak to make a point to be there day one of captain's practices this year. And he did. He was there today. So anyone who was maybe worried that, you know, he wouldn't be, nothing to worry about. He came back and he got back in town a few days ago and said he said like, yes, it was important to be there for captain's practices. But also, obviously as a family that lives in Boston, now, this is their home. And he said that he might be moving. So he wanted to get that all sorted out. But yeah, I thought that right away, like that was the first thing I was looking for. Like I knew Charlie McAvoy would be there. He's been around most of the summer. Was David Pastrnak going to be there? And he was.
And Scott, just to clarify for listeners, did you say Pastrnak was living in Sweden this offseason? Because listeners might think, isn't he from the Czech Republic, but his wife is Swedish.
He said a month in Czech and then a month in Sweden.
Okay.
Yeah, so they spend time in both countries in the summers, because obviously Pastrnak's family is in the Czech Republic. His wife's family is in Sweden. So, and Pastrnak obviously played in Sweden, before getting drafted. So he does have roots there too. So that's like, I don't know, that their third home or co-second home, but yeah,
he's there a lot. And he said he also trains there. Like that's where he gets a majority of his off season on ice work done, and he goes with the Nylanders. So like he's good friends with William Nylander, who I believe was a groomsman in his wedding as well. And I guess his father kind of runs a little I don't even know what you call just skate, like drills and
yeah, like clinic type of thing. Yeah.
So that's he works with the Swedish crew up there. Unless you had anything to finish, Scott.
I'm just laughing at our internal group chat here.
Yeah.
Just know for people watching on YouTube, the side chat that we have going is the exact same thing that you're ready to comment about Bridget's hair. So
I was like, I put my hair in a bow, like it's like a little bow, and I know it's going to get people. So might as well just touch on it early. And last time I wore anything on my head, people called me Tupac. And so, yeah. Anyway, my opening shift has to do with the other person who wore an A last season and who we've talked about in the leadership group. As we still have no captain for the Bruins heading into, the preseason, is Charlie McAvoy. And he obviously spoke on the leadership as well. That was a big topic for all three guys that we talked to after captain's practice. We talked to Pasta, we talked to McAvoy, and we talked to Zadorov. And what McAvoy said was basically, it's going to be leadership by committee for, and he said to start, but also for the entirety of the season, probably, and wanting to get more voices in the fold and wanting to do it together. And he said it may have appeared that Chara and Bergeron were kind of the one man leaders of those past teams, but really it's been by committee the whole time. But my other part to that is McAvoy giving an update on his health and saying that he feels better than he's felt in a long time. He said the past few off seasons, he had at least a little something going on that he knew he wasn't 100%. And so he couldn't fully work out parts of his arm, or he couldn't do a full like gym workout. And he just didn't quite feel 100% right. And this time around, he feels like he's a full go at the gym, any exercise he wants to do. He says body feels great. He obviously had a longer off season than everyone, because as he was ramping to come back, the Bruins season ended. So he never got to get back on the ice after that injury at Four Nations. So he's had a long off season, kind of compared it to a college off season, because college hockey for a lot of teams ends in March. And then you don't come back until, September, October. So he was very optimistic about where his health stands going into the season, which I think that was one of the main question marks, guys, right? When we've had so many off-season podcasts about what's going to need to go right for them this year for them to make improvements from last year. And one of the main ones is Lindholm and McAvoy being healthy. And McAvoy seems to be, but we did not see Lindholm today. Hampus Lindholm, I should say. Should specify.
Although we're both missing?
Neither of them were there. No, neither of them were there.
So I also want to mention that David Pastrnak also said the same thing that McAvoy said when it came to it may have seemed from the outside in the past that it was Bergeron or Charizzi, but it's always been a collective effort. So I'm not sure if that's a message that the two of them have discussed with each other beforehand, or if that's just organically came out of their mouths separately. But that's interesting. Because those are two players that have been around for that older regime. And we know, and I've mentioned Andrew Ferentz's interview before. He did a podcast with Nesson, but he mentioned Zdeno Chara was such a great leader because he knew how to delegate. So it's known that the best leaders know how to delegate and get everybody included. So now I wanted to talk about the human soundbite, which is Nikita Zadorov, because it didn't take him long to give some good quotes already this season, this unofficial start to the season. And Bridget, I have the video that you pulled up on Twitter, but basically the quote that Zadorov said was, "We are reading what you guys are writing. It doesn't get past this room. Obviously, being underdogs, being a team that no one is putting anywhere close to where we should be, is putting an extra chip on our shoulders for sure." So clearly, Bridget and Scott, the Bruins have been paying attention to what's been talked and read about and written about them in the offseason. And I think most of that derives from their lack of offensive depth, probably high-end offensive depth. So I'll ask you guys a few questions, because I know Scott's chomping at the bit here as well. He's stewing, and I want to hear what he has to say, but I'll set you guys up. Clearly, the Bruins are using the offseason rhetoric as bulletin board material. So the first question is, can that benefit a team? And B, do you think Zadorov has a point when he thinks people are being premature about how the Bruins will do? Do you think, because I do think a lot of the reason why people are down on the Bruins is because looking at their forward grouping beyond David Pastrnak, but do you think people are underrating the Bruins' defense core and goaltending potentially, while not paying enough attention to other teams' defense and goaltending? Are people putting too much weight in a team's offense when talking about preseason predictions?
So I'm first going to push back against even the very premise that, you know, you might be right, the Bruins might be using it as motivation. I would say what we know is Nikita Zadorov is using it as motivation. I do think sometimes Nikita Zadorov says things where he sounds like he's speaking for the team and might kind of only be speaking for himself. So there's no question in my mind that Nikita Zadorov does pay attention to what people say and write. And I think he absolutely uses that as
Morgan
motivation.
Morgan was another one that in the past has mentioned paying attention to what people are saying and using that to, you know, try to prove people wrong.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's other guys on the team. I don't think it's everyone. I think there are also guys on that team who could not care less what any of us have to say or write. You know, obviously not just us, but locally, nationally, just it's all in one ear, out the other, or maybe not even in one ear at all. So
I think that's Pasta. I'm pretty sure Pasta.
Yeah, yep. That would be one. Yeah, I don't think he's paying. I don't think he's following any of it. Yeah, there's a few, but your overarching point though is a good one. That look, Zadorov at the very least is aware of it, and I'm sure most of the guys are, that they are people outside that room do not have very high expectations for this team. You know, I even saw a clip where the guys in Spit and Chicklets pose the question, what's more likely, Bruins make the playoffs or finish with the worst record? And a couple of them answered worst record. So like that's how people are, you know, that's the biggest hockey podcast there is.
Who also forgot that they drafted James Higgins because they asked, yes, who their prospects were, if they had, yeah, good prospects. Okay, well.
Listen, you know, hey, look, they're some of them are just to focus on the NHL. They're not following college prospects.
No, so That's fair.
Yeah, but, you know, look, it's a good thing. That is how you have to approach it. If you're Zadorov, if you're the Bruins, is fine. If people want to count us out, we're going to go prove them wrong. All I would remind people of is that mindset only gets you so far, because it was also Nikita Zadorov last year, about midway through the year who said, I see what all you guys are saying, but I didn't sign here to miss the playoffs. Well, again, it was like, it was a nice thing to kind of rally around. They still missed the playoffs. So you can, you know, you can say that, you can be defiant, you can have that chip on your shoulder, and that's all good. I have no problem with any of that. Ultimately, of course, it comes down to going out on the ice and proving it.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
I believe, too, that someone tweeted at me after I posted that clip of Zadorov that, like, the hockey news, which is, you know, sports, the hockey outlet, obviously, had the Bruins picked to finish last in the Atlantic. So that's not just, you know,
finish. I mean, they finished last in the Atlantic last year. So it's like, so, that you can't think that that's all that crazy.
So that's, that maybe is something that he saw or something similar. But yeah, he's the kind of person who definitely takes that bulletin board material and he plays like that too. You can just watch what he does on the ice, and even if he's probably got no reason to be mad at someone, he can run away and use it to fuel himself. I don't know, guys, is it worth quickly going through who was there, who wasn't there? Because I think that's kind of a good place to start as well. Oh, that's even a better one, Brian. Is that you? That just Scott McLaughlin, Prupac. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Prupac is good.
That's actually really good. I can't.
That's the way to go.
That's the one. Nailed it. all right. So I just want to go through quickly who was and wasn't there.
I gotta say though, the Jonas Brothers shirt like really kind of throws that off.
Yeah, it does.
A bow, guys. This is a bow. But anyway, I'm going to pull up my notes from today. So both goalies were there, Korpisalo and Swayman there from day one, which that's a storyline, right? Swayman wasn't there at all last year until,
well, he was for captain's practice.
So I should say, yes, I should say a huge story in the preseason last year was Swayman wasn't there for training camp. He had gotten some work in at BU and was able to go to captain's practice while still holding out for his contract. But this whole preseason, he's going to be available. He's going to be there. Will that change how his season starts and how his season goes? That's obviously an ongoing storyline that we'll follow. So him and Korpisalo were both there. For the defense, it was Peak, Zadorov, McAvoy, Joki Haru, and Callahan. No Hampus Lindholm, no Mason Lauri. And then top six forwards that were there, Geeky, Zaka, Pasternak, and Arvidsson, who we got our first look at. No Elias Lindholm, no Casey Mittelstadt. Bottom six guys slash bubble guys, I'll call it. Your guy Kuzi, who's leading off, was there. Beecher, Mitten, Merkeloff. No Corrali, no Kastelic, no Janot, no Isamont, no Patra, and no Lysel. So those were kind of the bigger names that you might have expected to be there. And then some of the Providence guys were there. Ty Gallagher, Brett Harrison, Riley Duran, Riley Tufte, Joey Abate, and us. We believe that the mystery man without the number was Steve's.
He was there. John Farinacci, I don't know if you mentioned him. Jake Schmaltz was another one.
Was Blue Mel there?
So,
or Losh Mellis?
I don't think Lush Mellis was there. Blue Mel, I didn't see him. There's two more players that we just didn't, or at least I wasn't able to identify because they didn't have numbers, and we were too far back for me to try facial recognition. I don't really know exactly what they look like anyways.
I did steal some binoculars from Jim McBride of the Globe for a little bit, but I'm like, some of them were not like guys that we've seen in person. Yeah. Before,
so like, I'm just going to be honest. Like, I cannot say either way if Matei Blumel may have been one of the mystery men. I didn't see him in the locker room after that, so I still haven't seen him.
Yeah, and Pasternak, when he was asked about him, didn't mention that he was there, but who knows.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, so I mean, I guess the natural follow-up to that list is of the guys who weren't there, should they have been there, right? I mean, especially the guys that don't have roster spots technically to that they, you know, they're stuffed to win a job. Like obviously Sean Corrali, Mark Cass, like they're going to be there, right? On the team opening night. It's just, they are, but Lashmelis, Blumel, if they weren't there, Lysel, Patra, these are guys that are trying to make a team. And of course, this is not the start of training camp today, but again, being there, being around the guys, just getting that skate in. It's not a make or break. It doesn't mean that if they're there today, they're making the team, or that even management cares if they're there, but it's never a bad thing to be there.
Yeah, I agree. I guess I would slightly amend it to say if they're still not there by the end of the first week, I'd question it a little more. I think because Charlie McAvoy did say we have more guys coming in the next few days. I would say, like, if you miss one or two days of captain's practices, I cannot sit here and pretend I think that's a big deal, because I just don't. I've seen too many guys, veterans and young players alike, who come in, you know, a couple days after it starts, and it just doesn't matter. Like, they still have a week and a half to get ready for training camp. That's plenty of time. I would say if you miss, like, the entire first week and you're getting there a week later than the bulk of the team, I think it'd be fair to start to question the decision making a little bit, especially if you are one of those bubble guys. You know, if you're Hampus Lindholm and Elias Lindholm and you're still over in Sweden and you're skating with a good group over there, would I like those guys to be back earlier? If I'm the Bruins, yeah, probably. Do I think it's the end of the world if they're not? No. But a more bubble fringe guy, yeah, I kind of think you want to get out there and like start to show yourself.
And I wonder if Lysel's still in Sweden too. I mean, that
would be my guess. I don't know that for sure. And Lashmelis might even be over there. He's another guy who is from Latvia but played in Sweden before he went to UMass. So
yeah, it's not super rare for the European guys to not be at day one. And the next day, Scott, is Thursday, right? We got nothing tomorrow.
Well, so that they're on the ice every day. Only two of them are open to media, just today and Thursday.
Okay, so maybe when we go Thursday, we'll get another look, see if there's any changes. Maybe some of those European guys are there. Maybe Patra's there. That was one I was a little bit surprised about. I guess the two I was surprised about was Patra and Mittelstadt. I kind of thought would be there. Not that it's a huge deal that they weren't, but Merkulov was there, you know, Merkulov was there day one and ready to go. So these are, when we talk about the guys that are on the margins.
Fraser Minton was there.
Fraser Mitton was there too. So when you talk about those guys, you think, oh, you know, if I was them, I'd want to be there. And obviously we don't know what's going on in their life. So who knows if there was some prior commitment or what have you. Hopefully they're there by the end of the week. And then this doesn't really matter at all in the long run, because at the end of the day, it's just one less kind of scrimmage that you miss. That's mostly what the captain's practice was, by the way. It was scrimmage, and then it was 3-on-3 scrimmage, and you know, some drills to start. But
yeah, I was gonna say they did two sessions, which I didn't know going in, honestly, and I don't think they've done in the past. I think captain's practices have usually been one session, you know, about an hour or 50 minutes. But yeah, they did like one whole session of drills and, you know, skating stuff, and then a break, and then came back and scrimmaged, which is why we are recording our podcast at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon instead of 12 o'clock like originally planned. So, but you know, it's not training camp yet, guys. Like, can we tighten it up a little? We don't need 2 hours.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.